Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB. DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, September 19th edition. We got a 10-game slate on tap. There's a little day slate of action. We're not going to worry too much about that per the usual, but 10-game main slate, breaking it on down for you. Big shout-out to Jason Roth in the SD Slack chat, a big four-figure night, getting it in, getting it done. Good work, my friend. Franmil Reyes coming through late for you, as we talked about in the Slack chat, on the podcast, all that good stuff. It's free to join. All you got to do is ask. Come join us in there. The more guys that ask questions, the more it goes. Otherwise, I go on with my day. Doesn't matter to me. But good stuff there. Before we get into it, tomorrow I'll be recording the 2-point DFS NFL DFS podcast with James McCool. And we'd like you to join thequantedge.com. If you are looking for a lineup optimizer, if you are looking for injury tools, if you're looking for wide receiver cornerback matchups, and so on and so forth, you listen to the podcast, you go there, you use your information, you make winning lineups. It's that simple. And you use promo code BENCHED when you check out, BENCHED, and you'll get $10 off your first month at thequantedge.com. So go check them out, promo code BENCHED when you check out. Also, go to draft.com, draft in your app store, an amazingly fun way to play fantasy sports. I know the guys in the Slack chat have all been trying it out. They absolutely love it. They're hooked. It is a great way. When you deposit, use promo code SDSports when you check out and you get entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice. They have baseball. They'll have basketball and hockey shortly. They have football going on. It is an absolute blast. Promo code SDSports when you check out for entry into a free $3 tournament on draft or draft.com. So go check it out. Lots and lots of good stuff there. When we get into tonight's 10-game slate, weather-wise, there's some late weather in the Yankees game, but it looks like it might hold off. Other than that, it looks pretty good. Maybe a stray shower here or there around baseball, but nothing too crazy to worry about. Let's get into the totals on this slate. Red Sox at Yankees, waiting on that one because some pitching changes. Royals at Pirates, 7.5. Blue Jays Orioles waiting on that one as Jimmy Yakabonis is making the Orioles start, it looks like. White Sox Indians, 8.5. Reds Brew Crew, 9. Mariners Astros waiting on that one as there's some moving pieces there. I believe Mike Leake might be pitching tonight instead of last night. So much fun stuff in September. Giants Padres 7.5. Cubs D-backs 8. Angels A's 8.5. Rockies Dodgers 7.5. So a lot of lower totals than normal on tonight's slate. Let's get at it. You have three guys over $10,000. You got six guys over $9,000. Let's break them all down. You got Walker Buehler, $11,300 at home against the Colorado Rockies, not facing his own team. The Colorado Rockies, and Walker Buehler has been very, very good. He's faced the Rockies four times this year, 25 innings pitched, 9 earned, 21 Ks, averaging 16 DraftKings points per start. At home, a 2.32 ERA, been lights out. His last three starts, 37.6, 15.3 at Coors, which is still very impressive, and then 27.3. Hiccup in Texas, which is like pitching in Coors, and then 30.8, 28.5, 23.6, 23.2, 24.8. Walker Buehler is the model of consistency. It's 11.3, so you want that 30-plus points area, which he can do for you, as you know. It's a Colorado team that strikes out over 23% of the time. He's got a 28% K rate, 50% ground ball rate. 36% hard contact isn't ideal, but not bad. The Rockies have a 2.95 team total. Lefties 2.77, righties 2.75. Second lowest on the slate, so Walker Buehler is an outstanding play tonight. He is a great GPP pivot off of what will be the chalk high-priced arm of the night, Carlos Carrasco, and I have no problem using him. Just like I said yesterday with Corey Kluber, and he got you like 25 DraftKings points, when you're facing a certain matchup, you just take advantage of it. It's just the way life goes, and every once in a blue moon, that matchup doesn't work your way, but way more often than not, it does. And you got Carlos Carrasco at home against the Chicago White Sox. Sure, Cookie is a lot better on the road at 2.88. Road ERA compared to 4.15 at home. But he still averages almost 19 DraftKings points at home. He's facing a White Sox team he's faced twice this year. 14 innings pitched, 5 hits, 1 run, 0 earned runs. 20 strikeouts in those 14 innings. He's averaging 37.7 DraftKings points per start against the Chicago White Sox. That is insanity. 15, 39.8, 15.7, 39.7, a 4.9, then a 29.4, a 36. Those are his recent starts. So yeah, Cookie has issues once in a while. But overall, there was 3 30-plus point performances in 6 starts. That is outstanding. It's a White Sox team that strikes out 25.5% of the time. 46% ground ball rate, 29% K rate for Cookie. The White Sox have the lowest team total at 2.64. Lefties 279, righties 304. I love me some Carlos Carrasco tonight at $11,100. It is a phenomenal spot. If you differentiate yourself with the bats, you can do it there. Don't get cute on the pitching. If you're paying up, if you're not paying up, I get it. That's a slogan of the show. But Buehler, Carrasco, great options. Carrasco be my one up top. You got David Price and Severino next. I'm just going to avoid Yankees, Red Sox games. If guys pitch well, they pitch well. I don't need to waste my time there. Then you got Cole Hamels at the Arizona Diamondbacks at $9,600. I like him to be a little bit cheaper, but it's not horrible. He hasn't faced the D-backs yet this year. He's been outstanding, though, for the Cubs. He, in his starts for the Cubs, 4 home starts, a 1.3 ERA, 5 road starts for the Cubs, a 1.82 ERA. And 9 starts for the Cubs, he's only given up 10 earned runs in 57 or so innings, and he struck out 55. He's been very, very good. Last time out, 18.4. You need a little more than that, but he's got a bunch of 20-point performances with the Cubbies. It's a D-backs team that can hit the ball. Lefties can get hit by the D-backs, but overall, they've been ice cold. They were in the playoff race about 2 weeks ago, and they're pretty much, as we announced in the Around the Bases podcast last night, they are dead. They're dead in the water, and that's just the way it's looking right now. They strike out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Ground ball rate of 45% for Cole Hamels. I used Hendricks the other night, and he pitched outstanding against the D-backs. Like I said, there's something wrong in Arizona. It's almost like they've given up. Arizona's team total is 4.1. Lefties 330, righties 353 against Cole Hamels. A lot of that was with Texas. Obviously, with those numbers I gave you with the Cubbies, not so much the case. So your pitchers up top, I go Carrasco 1, Buehler 2, Hamels 3. If you're worried about ownership up there, which I don't think you need to be, but if you are, Carrasco will be the chalk, so you can pivot to Buehler if you. So please. Going below $9,000, you got Chris Stratton of the San Francisco Giants, $8,400 at the San Diego Padres. It's tough to pay that much for Stratton, but this is, like I said yesterday with certain plays, this is a slate-by-slate basis right now. This is September baseball. You're going to have to overpay at times, and you're going to have to underpay. It's just how it goes. Stratton's been very, very up and down this year. He's faced the Padres twice, though. 2 earned runs and 13 innings pitched. He's averaging almost 18 DraftKings points per start. He's coming off a 40.9-point performance on a complete game shutout against the Rockies. His last time out, prior to that, 11.1, 11.7, and then a 31 against Arizona, a 14.7, and then it was ugly. But since he's really gotten back into the rotation, those were all bullpen outings for the most part. His last 5 starts have been much, much more usable, 11 as the lowest with some 31, 40-point performances in there. And he's facing a Padres team you know you could pick on if you've listened long enough. They strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Stratton's not an elite K guy but can get the strikeouts. He's got a 42% ground ball rate, does give up a ton. A 40% hard contact rate is not good, Bob. But you got a Padres team with a team total just below 4.1. Lefties 375, righties 360. Hopefully this new Stratton is the Stratton we're expecting. And the Padres are 289 WOBA, 136 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So you can definitely take a look at a guy like Chris Stratton at $8,400 against the San Diego Padres. After Stratton, you move on down a little farther. You got the likes of Dallas Keuchel, $7,900 at home against the Seattle Mariners. Keuchel isn't that lights-out guy anymore, but he's a model of consistency, a really good cash game play. In his 4 starts against Seattle this year, he's given up 13 runs in 28 and a 2/3, only 16 Ks. So he's averaging 14.5 per start against Seattle. It's pretty much his season average. He's around a 14 to 15 point guy on the season. 14.1 his last start against Arizona. Got beat up by Boston, but then 25-3 against Minnesota, 12-1 against Oakland, 23-6 against LA, 19 against Seattle the last time he faced them. 7 innings, 1 earned, 5 strikeouts. So Keuchel is a really quote unquote safer play at $7,900. Gives you some good leverage there if you want that stability that we could talk about. Seattle strikes out over 20% of the time versus lefties. Keuchel, 54% ground ball rate. They have a team total we're waiting for, but lefties 260, righties only 313. And surprisingly, the Mariners really struggle against left-handed pitching. A 309 WOBA and a 138 ISO is not good at all. So Keuchel at 79 could be that mid-range guy you really could use to balance out with a top-end guy or go crazy with some cheapies, but I don't mind him at all at $7,900. The last guy I'll mention here is one of the birthday boys on today's show, Gio Gonzalez of now the Milwaukee Brewers, $7,100 at home against the Cincinnati Reds. He's faced the Reds twice this year, averaging 13.5 per appearance against them. In his last couple starts, 12.3, 28.4, those were his two starts with the Milwaukee Brewers. That was at home against Pittsburgh, at home against the Giants. Even if he gives you 12, it's not the greatest start, but it's $7,100. I'm looking for stability these days. As you've noticed by the pitchers we have out there outside the top guys, it's shaky. Cincinnati strikes out 22% of the time versus lefties. Gio's got almost 46% ground ball rate. Limits the hard contact. Just can't walk, guys. That's where he gets into big, big trouble. The Reds have a 3.19 total, bottom half of the slate. Lefties 315, righties 344. So a guy like Gio at 71, not the worst punt play you can make. Him and Keuchel are two kind of interesting plays down below that can give you some stability in your lineups. So when you're looking at this mid-tier range, I got Keuchel 1, Stratton 2, Gio 3. Now when you drop down below, a couple options to look at. Heath Fillmyer of the Kansas City Royals, $5,100 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Has not faced Pittsburgh yet this year. And he's much, much better at home. A 2.91 home ERA, an 8.72 road ERA. So he's on the road tonight. If you wanted to stay away from that, you can. His last road start was at Minnesota 2 starts ago, minus 10.2. His home starts 20.9, 17.8, 18.5. Back on the road, minus 4.1. Previous road starts for that, 2, 4.5. So if you don't want to go there, I totally get it. It's a Pirates team that you can look at for value in your lineups, or you could punt with Fillmyer and try to take advantage of a very teetering Pirates team that strikes out 20% of the time versus right-handed pitchers. Your other punt play, which I like more than Fillmyer for sure, is Robbie Erlin of the San Diego Padres, just because he's facing a Giants team that just sucks. They really do. They really, really do. They got a little bit of damage last night, but Lucchesi was still outstanding, got you 20-plus points. He's better than Erlin, of course, but Robbie at $4,600 does give you some value here. He's had 3 appearances versus the Giants, all out of the bullpen, though. 3 earned and 5 2/3, 4 Ks. Honestly, if he gives me 5 2/3 with 3 earned and 4 Ks tonight, I would take it at $4,600. That is outstanding work right there. So you look at Erlin in his last few starts, 18.4, minus 12.1 in Cincinnati. But Texas was at home. Colorado was at home at 13.2. Struggled on the road at LA, at Colorado. Back at home against the Angels, 8.7. Even 8.7 at 46, you don't hate. But just give me double digits at $4,600, which Erlin can do. Obviously, he can get blown up too. He's not an ace by any means. But $4,600 is a gamble I'd love to take. It's not a James like yesterday at 4K, which is just criminally mispriced, as we all saw, as we all raked in 25-plus points. But Erlin's a really good pick here. So Erlin down below, and then Fillmyer. So recapping your pitching real quick, I got up top Carrasco, Buehler, Hamels. In the middle, Keuchel, Stratton, Gonzalez. Down below, Erlin and Fillmyer. Let's get to the bats on this 10-game slate. Kicking it off with the catcher's position, as always. You got the likes of maybe Yasmani Grandal switch hitting versus Anderson at 4K if you're going up top. Danny Jansen's power against Yakabonis of Baltimore at 38 does have some upside for you there for sure. But getting down to the cheaper nitty-gritty of the world, like Francisco or Austin Hedges at 3,700 could be good. I like Francisco Mejia, actually, but he's really pricey, and I don't really want to pay that much for a catcher unless you want to get really weird in a GPP. But farther down, like a Tucker Barnhart against Gio Gonzalez at 34. He's been ice cold, but switch hitting is worth a look there. A Brian McCann versus Mike Leake at 32 is in play for you. If you want to fade Dallas Keuchel, Mike Zunino at $3,200 does have a lot of pop versus lefties. You could look there. If you don't want Brian McCann and Maldonado's catching for the Astros at $3,100, another nice value play at that position. Other than that, it's going to be really interesting down below here. Maybe you get a Jeff Mathis super cheap against Cole Hamels if you want to punt that. One of my favorite punts at all times is Jonathan Lucroy at $2,800. He's facing Pena tonight, or Josh Fegley. Either one of the A's catchers can be a punt. It's Briseño's birthday for the Angels. He's catching versus Anderson at 28. If he starts, I don't hate it at all. I would like him actually even if it wasn't his birthday, but that's got a little upside to you there. If Gallagher's catching for Kansas City, another punt at 28. So that $2,800 range does have some value there if you need to punt. Same with Caleb Joseph at 27 against Marco Estrada, Jeff Mathis at 26 as well. So your normal punts at the catcher's position are there for the take-ins, if you so please. Let's move over to the first base position. You got Goldie against Hamels, probably waiting on that one. But like a Max Muncy against Tyler Anderson is very interesting at 48. Muncy's got a lot of power versus lefty, sneaky power there. Don't hate that. Justin Smoke at 45 versus Yacobonis. Very, very interesting as well. Only 4 points yesterday. Very streaky bat, as we know. But a lot of pop could come in that one. But going farther down, you know, like a David Freese versus Tyler Anderson at 43, I can definitely get behind that. Josh Bell, mentioned him yesterday. I played him in one of my three lineups. Got 10 more points last night. He's averaging 11.3. He's doing it very, very quietly. 10, 10, 6, 12, 7, 5, 10, 15, 20, 18. I think he's a really, really good cash game play if you're playing cash against Phil Meyer. And even in a GPP, he kind of gives you that stability at first base. If you're looking for double digits at each position, Josh Bell at 43 could be a really nice play against Phil Meyer tonight. So I don't hate that at all. Sliding that down a little farther, like a Yonder Alonso at 4,200 versus Dylan Covey is really, really solid. I wish he was higher in the order, but you can get weird with the Indians versus Covey because they're going to be very, very popular on tonight's slate. Team total of 5.86. We're still waiting on three or four game totals, but currently they're highest on the slate. Lefty's at 372, righty's 320 off Covey. We've been picking on Covey a lot, and I can't remember who he faced last. I think it was the Royals, and they blew him up. I think they're in another good spot tonight. So Yonder Alonso at 4,200 bucks is a really good look for Dylan Covey. He's averaging only 5.5 his last 10, but 23 homers on the year. We've used him quite a few times in situations like that. I think my Royals are back in play tonight. Yes, our Quick Hits Royals. 4,100 bucks for Ryan O'Hearn tonight. Only put a 3 spot up yesterday, but averaging 9.4 his last 10, 3.21, 19 in his last 3. Going up against Chris Archer. We picked on Archer his last start against the Brew Crew, and he won. I had some really, really good lineups that night with that matchup. And Archer will have a good start here and there, but he's a mess right now. I really don't understand Vegas having the Rockies and the Royals tied for the second lowest total when you have Archer and Buehler on the mound. The Royals are getting no respect in this matchup. Lefty's at 356, righty's 323 versus Chris Archer. If Archer spins a gym, that's fine. I'll accept it. But you give me some of these Royals bats, and they're not as cheap as they once were because people, I think, are finally catching on. But it's a phenomenal matchup, and they're going to go so low-owned. That's why if you want to take Walker Buehler up top, or Carlos Carrasco, the chalkier pitcher, get really different down below, and the Royals is one way to do it. And if it doesn't hit, it doesn't hit. But it's a great matchup against just an absolutely floundering, confusing Chris Archer out there. So Ryan O'Hearn at 4,100 bucks, I don't mind it at all. Farther down you go, Yandy Diaz of the Cleveland Indians, first base, third base eligible. The hit tool has always been legit. It's just finding regular playing time. He's 3,900 bucks for Dylan Covey. He was batting cleanup yesterday. He's got 9, 12, and 7 in his last 3. At 3,900 bucks, that is a phenomenal value play at the position with the top lineup on the table tonight, it looks like, by projections. And batting cleanup, it would be outstanding. So Yandy at 39, very solid. Yuri Gurriel, Trey Mancini at 39 are both decent punt plays in their matchups, but I'd probably go to Yandy at the same price point if I had to pick between the three. A little farther down you go, maybe a Mitchie Two Bags if you want to get contrarian versus Severino at 37, who's been better of late, but still not the guy we expected. Ryan Healy, if you want to be contrarian versus Keuchel at 35, you could go there. And other than that, do your usual. Oh, Hunter Dozier at 3,200 versus Archer. We want lefties for the most part versus Archer, but if you need to get really weird, Hunter's down there at 3,200. Second base, Jose Ramirez, a good, really, really good play. At 5,800 bucks for Dylan Covey, that's just stating the obvious there. Javi Baez as well, big night, the last couple nights, having a good series there in Arizona. He is defying the humidor at 5,600 bucks. But then you got Adalberto Mondesi. If you're stacking the Royals, make sure you got your Merrifields and your Mondesi. Mondesi at 49, Merrifield at 45. Remember, Mondesi second base shortstop, Merrifield second base outfield. Make your magic happen. That's only if you only have to have them if you're stacking. They're one-off available as well, whatever you prefer. Good plays tonight. Johnny VR at 46, very interesting versus Marco Estrada. Don't hate that as a GPP type play. But Jason Kipnis, like if you want to go with Yonder Alonso Kipnis, the back end of the Indians, it'll make you very different. So like I don't hate that at all. You can go Yonder at first, Kipnis in second, Yandy Diaz at third. Be very, very unique. He went deep last night. He's averaging 9.6 his last 10. So Kip at 42, very, very much in play. Going down even farther below the 4K level now. You know, the struggling Brian Dozier, 39 versus the lefty Anderson. Jed Lowry at 39 versus Pena is very, very nice. I don't mind that at all. Devin Travis could be a GPP play if you need to go there. For the Reds, 3,700 bucks for Dilson Herrera hitting right-handed. If he's near the top of the order versus Gio, I could definitely give that a look as well. Daniel Murphy can't hit lefties. He's only 3,600 bucks versus Robbie Ray if you want to be contrarian as hell on that one. If you are fading Phil Meyer, Josh Harrison's only 3,600 bucks for the Pirates. It's ridiculous that I'm actually debating a Pirates Royals stack. It's really, really crazy here. total's only 7.5, but Filmer and Archer, like, I could see this game being 2-1. I could also see it being, like, 7-6 like it was on Monday night. So, it's an interesting game. You got to plant your flag somewhere. I might have some of that out there tonight. I've only been making 3 lineups this time of year, and it's been working out very, very well, but I really like this quirky kind of matchup there. We'll see how it plays out. See what the lineups look like when we talk in Slack chat later, for one. Not much else at the second base position once you get down there about the 3,500 range, so might have to pay up tonight at the position. Third base, usual suspects here. You got Jose Ramirez at $5,800, Alex Bregman at $5,200. Bregman's been getting cold. He's going to blow up eventually, but if you want to wait, that's fine. Chris Bryant at $5,000 is not bad, but I go all the way up to Jose Ramirez, or you go to like a Justin Turner who's red hot at $4,900 versus Tyler Anderson. Those would be the two looks I'm going for there. If you're not using Gio Gonzalez, Eugenio Suarez at $4,600 is outstanding. He is in a massive slump, averaging 3.9 in his last 10. So if you want more consistency there, don't do it. But we know how he can crush lefties, and Gio can get hit hard by right-handed power bats. So Eugenio Suarez is a good GBP-type play. Josh Donaldson's been hitting fifth for the Indians, still not really getting it going just yet, so I'm not going to run to play him yet. But keep an eye on him. Matt Chapman versus Pena at 44 is interesting. Travis Shaw, third base, second base eligible, day-to-day at 43 versus Matt Harvey if he's in the lineup, or Mike Moustakas at 42, both outstanding plays. I love the Brew Crew again tonight. They let us down against Lorenzen. That's what the Brewers do. They seem to explode together or do nothing. That's just Brewers baseball, it seems like. And they had the second highest total at 5.11, lefties 352, righties 321 versus Harvey. So they're definitely in play again tonight against Harvey. David Freese at 43, mentioned him earlier as well. Yandy Diaz at 39, I mentioned him, first base, third base, as a nicer value play. Colin Moran went deep yesterday for Pittsburgh. He's 37 versus Phil Meyer. If you need a value third baseman, you can look that direction. And other than that, maybe a Rafael Devers at 35 if you want to get weird. A Tim Beckham at 34. Nothing too crazy down below here. Shortstop position. Lindor at 57 is very solid, of course. Javi Baez talked about him. Edward Tamandis, he talked about him. Jose Peraza, very intriguing versus Gio at $4,700. Peraza went deep yesterday. Just keeps getting it done over and over again, and no one plays him. No one plays Jose Peraza. If you're using Gio, you're not playing him either, but keep him in mind. At the same price point, though, and this is why no one might play Peraza because he's priced so high, is Manny Machado. They're both $4,700. And obviously, people want Machado because his upside's like tremendous. But Peraza's not a bad pivot as well if you want to be different. Going down to the low fours, you got the likes of like a Nick Ahmed versus Cole Hamels if you want to be different at 41. Gene Segura at 39 is where I prefer Segura over Nick Ahmed if I'm going to be different. I'll be honest with you there at $3,900 versus Keuchel. Andrelton Simmons at 39 versus Brett Anderson is also a very sneaky play in that matchup. Marvin Gonzalez, still too cheap. Big night last night, 23 DraftKings points. Shortstop outfield eligible, he's only $3,700. He's pretty much been in two-thirds of my lineups for over a week now because he's just too damn cheap day in and day out. If Nick Ahmed can be $4,100, Marvin Gonzalez can be $4,200. Like, $3,700 is just stupid. So outfield shortstop for Marvin Gonzalez, I will take. Even if he puts up a zero, he does it like once or twice a week. The other night's phenomenal. Tim Beckham, 34, another punt you can look at like we talked about. Orlando Arcia, if he's an okay sub bot for Milwaukee at 32, could be interesting. Other than that, check your lineups like Jordy Mercer's 3K for Pittsburgh. You can get some punts at the middle infield, especially this time of year. Outfield, Christian Yelich at 59. Only 8 points last night. Disappointed everybody. It's still a great game in the baseball spectrum, but 8 points isn't going to get it done. I'll go back to that well tonight against Matt Harvey at 59. Mike Trout versus Brett Anderson at 57 is outstanding. Michael Brantley, always overlooked in this price range, is $5,300 versus Dylan Covey. That is a sneaky good play if you're paying up with the Indians, if you're not doing the pay-down method we talked about. That is an option. Some other plays for you here, like J.D. Martinez, only $5,000, getting a bit of a discount versus Severino. Starling Marte at $4,900 versus Phil Meyer is very, very intriguing. Same with George Springer at $4,800. Granderson at $4,800 is another good play as well, as he's been swinging a very hot stick for the Milwaukee Brewers. Scott Schebler does have great tools against left-handed pitching at $4,700. Keep him in mind. Yasiel Puig has been fire, but only 6 points last night. He's $4,700 versus Tyler Anderson. Keep him in mind. If you are fading Cole Hamels, AJ Pollock at 46 is a very good play. Nelly Cruz versus the lefty Keuchel at 46, very, very interesting as well in a GPP. But you got guys like Whit Merrifield at 45, who we like. Justin Upton at 45 versus Brett Anderson also is a very, very solid play tonight. Farther down, GPP-wise, Daniel Polka. I mentioned him yesterday as a GPP. He took Kluber deep. That's just what Polka does. He hits home runs or he doesn't do much at all. And we know these guys do. And Carrasco struggles at home. That's just a proven fact. It is the White Sox, though, and he's pitched great against them at home, so maybe that's different. But if you want to get weird on GPP, Polka's not bad at 43. Mitch Haniger, 43 as well, could be in play for you. Andrew McCutchen versus David Price at 43. I'm not fading Price, but that's an interesting play if you choose to do so. Farther down you go, you got like Cedric Mullins leading off for Baltimore. He's been swinging a really, really good bat. He's 4,200 versus Estrada. No one's going to own him at all. Same with Adam Jones and Baltimore at 41. Baltimore will go super low owned. Lefties 321, righties 385. So big reverse splits versus Marco Estrada. So keep those Orioles as a sneakier play in play. They're a very disappointing team, but they're cheap. Cheap. Going down to the 4K and below, like a Greg Allen, if he's in the Indians lineup at 39, is a nice cheap piece of that action. Mentioned Trey Mancini already. Chris Shaw, not tonight. But Matt Kemp at 39 on GPP versus Anderson, I can see. Alex Gordon's only $3,900 batting in the middle of that Royals lineup. I do like that versus Chris Archer very, very much. Stephen Piscotty having a great month. He's $3,900. Take a look at him. Farther down we go. Hunter Renfroe at 38 versus Stratton in a GPP. I don't hate it. I mentioned him last night as a good play. He was 4,700, I think, last night. He's 38 tonight. Got you 7 more points last night. Definitely $3,800 usable. Again, Marvin Gonzalez, too cheap at 37. Farther down you go, you got like Denard Span at 36 is interesting, but not a must play at all versus Dallas Keuchel. Steven Souza is interesting at GPP at 35 as well. As we keep going down, you got Cole Calhoun's 34 versus Brett Anderson. It's lefty-lefty, but be intrigued by that somewhat. Farther down we go as we keep looking for our boy who just keeps dropping in price, even though he went to Ding Dong City last night. Franmil Reyes, $3,100 versus Chris Stratton. He's averaging 7.5 in his last 10, 21, 5, 8, and 7, 6, 3, 5, 10, 3, 7. He hasn't even had a zero in the last 10 days, for crying out loud. A couple threes aren't going to kill you at $3,100. They're not going to help you a ton, but they're not going to kill you. So Franmil at 31 against Chris Stratton, don't hate that at all because he's got light tower power. At a punt, punts usually don't have power like that. That's just the point I'm trying to make. So that'll wrap up your bats on this 10-game slate. Let's recap the pitching real quick. Up top, we got Carrasco, Buehler, and Hamels. In the middle, Keuchel, Stratton, Geo. Down below, Erlin and Philmeier. Lots and lots to like there. Still waiting on a lot of totals for your stacking. But obviously, you can look at Baltimore versus Estrada. I think it's very, very interesting. The Indians versus Covey is outstanding. Remember, you can go with the cheaper part we talked about there if you need to. The Brewcrew versus Harvey. The Pirates versus Philmeier, they have a 4-5-6 total, tied for third highest at the moment. I think they could be sneaky nice tonight with some value. Same with those Royals in that matchup. We're getting no love at all from the people that are making these lines. The A's are always sneaky no matter who they're playing. Padres versus Stratton. I'm not running to play that, but like Renfroe, Reyes, guys like that got the pop. I'll look that direction. But again, tons of ways to go about this. Come join us in the Slack chat. Ask all the questions you want. I'm playing in a golf tournament today. I'll have my phone with me all day. I'll help you out as much as I can. So keep the questions coming. But if I'm playing in a golf tournament, no questions are coming, I'm not going to be on it. So just let me know what's going on. I'm here to help whenever I can. Free 99. Let's look at the BVP on tonight's slate. Small samples, but Trey Mancini, 4-for-14 with a double and a homer. Adam Jones, 2 homers. Chris Davis, 3 homers versus Marco Estrada. Lots of power there against Estrada. Alcides Escobar, 10-for-19, 2 doubles versus Chris Archer. Jason Kipnis, 5-for-10 with a homer off Dylan Covey. Michael Brantley, 6-for-10. As a team, they're hitting 315 with a 359 wOBA and a 101 ISO is horrible. That's an odd number. Adam Engel, Tim Anderson, Yomer Sanchez, Avisel Garcia have all homered off Carlos Carrasco. Jose Abreu's homered twice, but Jose Abreu's gone for a little while. Travis Shaw, 5-for-11, 2 doubles off Matt Harvey. Christian Yelich, 8-for-24 with a homer. Joey Votto, 10-for-27, 3 doubles, 3 homers off Gio Gonzalez. Philip Irvin, Brandon Dixon, Eugenio Suarez. Suarez, 5-for-12 with a homer, but they've all homered off of Gio. Jose Peraza, 4-for-11 with a double, triple. Lots to like there. Jake Marisnyk, this is with Ronnie Elias. If Elias is starting, you got to love the right-handed bats in Houston. Marisnyk, Springer, Gaddis, Vollhomer twice, Marwin, and Altuve once. But I think Mike Leake's pitching today. We'll have to keep an eye on that one. Nelson Cruz hitting 310, 13-for-42 with a double and 5 home runs off Dallas Keuchel. Mike Zunino hitting 280, 7 for 25 with a double and two homers. Gene Segura, two homers. Kyle Seager, three homers. Cano's even got one off of Keuchel. They're hitting 260, the 309 wOBA, 153 ISO, 13 career home runs, and 308 at-bats against Dallas Keuchel. Farther down we go. Not too much. Steven Souza has gone deep, 1 for 3 of the homer. It doesn't really matter much to me. Not much. Justin Turner, I told you I liked him a lot after Jose Ramirez. Skip. Justin Turner, he's 13 for 26. That's a 500 average for you at home. Three doubles and one home run against Tyler Anderson. Kiki Hernandez is at 2. Bellinger and Kemp have hit 1 each against Tyler Anderson. But those are some real nice numbers there from Justin, the redheaded, soulless ginger Turner. Iannetta, Parra, Blackman, Trevor Story have all taken Buehler deep, but I'm not too worried about that. There's your BVP. There's your quick hits Wednesday in the books. 10-game slate, a lot going on there. The Tour Championship kicks off tomorrow. Go get ready for that final event of the PGA Tour FedEx Cup season, 30-man field. Go listen to the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast to get that one locked and loaded for you. Lots going on there. Got a Bench with Bubba coming out today with Brad Reyes of the Quant Edge talking some fantasy football. Got Around the Base with Bubba and Noah, episode 81, coming out today as well, loading as we speak. So a lot coming up here at thesportsdjs.com. Francisco's got your Champions League picks for today as well. Tons and tons going on. Go give us a rating and review on iTunes if you can. Go to thequantedge.com, promo code BENCHED for $10 off your first month. Go to draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SD Sports for a free $3 entry into a tournament of your choice. But good luck today. Join us in the Slack chat with any questions you have. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, September 19th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.